Now, while you may not agree fully with my assessment, as many believe the world is going more conservative, I still believe that you're being played. Listen to me carefully today.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I welcome you to the Thursday edition of Truth to Ponder. And I'm your host, Bob Bierman. I talked on Tuesday quite a bit about what I consider one of the greatest psyops ever conceived by the mind of evil man. People really believing all the chaos that is occurring in the Democrat Party is just happening spontaneously, or is it happening as part of a plan? I don't want to sound so cynical, but I have to. I've been doing this radio program now for close to 4 years, and I have read so much stuff. I have watched so much stuff. I've observed from the inside of government. I've talked to people that talk to others on a regular basis, and they're beginning to smell something like I'm smelling, and it doesn't smell good. We're being played. You can look at all these headlines. I mean, I want you to think for just one moment. The mainstream media has been complicit for years and years and years to push a single narrative. When do they go against their chosen political party and their chosen political leaders? When do they turn their back and literally, well, stick the knife in? They're doing it now. And why? Why would they be suddenly, and here's the worst part, they've known the truth for years. They knew the truth about Joe Biden in 2019. They knew he was a buffoon and class clown in 2008 when he became the Vice President of the United States. He was just a useful idiot. Everybody's known that for ages. And they knew his mental decline. Obama knew that mental decline. He observed him between 2008 and 2016. And then the 4 years between, starting in 2017, with all his corrupt enterprises, the Penn Biden Center, you know what I'm talking about, the stolen documents as a vice president. This was not unknown. Those that really pull the levers knew all of this from the very beginning. So what has changed now that they need to dispose of Joe Biden, possibly? Not saying it's going to happen, not saying anything can still happen. And why are we so fixated on an election? Why are we so fixated on all of the trappings here in the United States? And for a brief time, I had this encouraged feeling when I'm looking at what's happening in France, in Canada, in Australia, in Germany, all over the world. This move toward conservatism, the pendulum is finally swinging. Isn't it a great thing, Bob? Maybe. But pardon me for being a little bit cynical. I've been around this too long. And I often have realized that things are not exactly what they really are. You're being fed a narrative and you're being fed an illusion. And they're feeding it to you to prepare you for the next stage. You know, I think in many ways, when it comes to the United States, well, I'll talk about my nation here for a moment. The real damage has already been done. And it's not going to be easy to undo. Oh, they can play some political games now when it comes to, for example, the southern border of the United States. Mayorkas, the head of the Department of Homeland Security or Insecurity, is just a filthy liar. He gets in front. The border is secure. Everything is fine. Don't worry about this. And anything that was wrong was Congress's fault, not Biden's. I mean, the guy's just a reprobate. The guy is a mindless, just buffoon. And that's why he was hired, because they could pay him a lot of money to play the buffoon part. And he does it quite well. And no telling what kind of promises were made after he leaves office. I don't think Joe Biden, if he was to win, would keep Mayorkas around. And I think Mayorkas may want to get out while the getting's good. But I believe the damage has been done, and the players have done their part to get that damage done. I want you to think, the millions of people that have crossed that border, and most people just kind of assume, oh, it's people from Mexico, maybe Central America, looking for a better opportunity. No, that's just a part of it. We have had people on the terror watch list make it across the border. We have had many that we've, well, stopped, but we only stop a fraction of what comes across. The American media has worked closely with the White House to conceal the truth. This is what they've been doing for ages, including when it comes to the border. And yet, as enablers and political allies of Biden and what's been going on in this freak show of an administration, continue to exploit the president to substitute their agenda for the interest of the American people. The deep state is real. The globalist movement is real. The World Economic Forum is not a fairy tale. The IMF, the International Monetary Fund, the World Health Organization, the United Nations, and I can go down this whole list of these intertwined globalist entities that have a long-term plan, not just for the United States, not just for Canada, not just for Germany or France, but the entire world. They have a plan. And I've said this before, you need to, if you don't learn anything today, learn this. Evil does not have a timetable that they have to achieve immediately. Too many conservatives and too many Christians are looking for instant results. We want it fixed today. Demons that possess these people in these quiet back rooms where decisions are made outside of the public eye, these demonically possessed globalists, they don't care if it takes 200 years to get what they want. They know they have one function, being possessed by a demon, to do their job today. They sold their souls for wealth, for power, anonymity. They fly around in their jets. They enjoy their yachts. They go on these great vacations, and people really don't even know who they are. This is part of selling their soul. And I want you to understand there are large numbers of very powerful and wealthy people that have sold their souls. And they will work hard to get the satanic agenda for the globe initiated. It may not even happen in my lifetime, but then again, it could happen in the next 5 years for all I know. And it's been worked on for hundreds of years that I know of, if not longer. Probably more like 500 to 600 to 1,000, literally maybe back to the time of Christ, to get the globe under the control of a satanic antichrist government. And we've watched this play out so carefully over these past years. You have to destabilize nations, and then you have to get nations angry at their governments. Never understanding that the big war, the big collapse, is already been preordained and it's already been planned. Just like in 1929, the stock market crash. You had Herbert Hoover in the White House, a nice guy, a decent guy, a guy that people really liked. But he was made the fall guy for the Great Depression, which was a great reset, not only in the United States, but internationally as well. And I don't think people understand how this first shockwave that occurred from the Great Depression into the globe, it set the stage for World War II. Remember, World War I, a lot of people never saw it coming. I mentioned this on Tuesday, but it happened. But the globalists were prepared for it. They knew it was going to happen to create another new world order. One more building block. In the United States, we had to get rid of the concept of the government controlling its own money. That's where the Federal Reserve came from. We had to get rid of states' rights, which limits freedoms of its citizens, by getting rid of the Senate being appointed, the senators being appointed by their state legislatures. I mean, that just took the voice of the states away permanently. Then you had the income tax that enslaves people. And on it goes. The globalists have a plan. They're flooding nations, not just the United States, with immigrants that will not assimilate. They refuse to. Many are criminals, and this is going to cause a tremendous amount of instability across the world. And it's all by design. And so while we worry about the 2024 election, while we worry about all these peripheral things, the globalists sit back and they just smile and bide their time, knowing that what they really want to see, the next war or the next major economic upturn, will occur while the, quote, conservatives and the Christians are in charge. See, they're going to allow them to take office. They're going to allow them to come into Europe, into the United States, into Canada. They don't care about people like Justin Trudeau. They don't care about Joe Biden. They don't care about Macron. These are just useful idiots to these people. And they will kick them under the bus in a heartbeat. And then watch the world collapse. And people get angry. And they create the problem that they will then have their globalist leader prepared to come in to save the day. It may not be the Antichrist, but it's certainly going to be the spirit of Antichrist in the next iteration. And you better be prepared for what's happening, and don't buy into all the hype and so much of the conservative media. I'm not buying it. I have this uneasy feeling that just will not go away. And I encourage you not to let it go away as well. I'm not alone in thinking this. I have good friends that I talk to on a fairly regular basis. And they observe some of the strange weirdness going on in our world today. And boy, there is a lot of weirdness in this world. You have to wonder, why is transgenderism such a thing? Thankfully, some of the courts at least are giving us a little reprieve. They're beginning to say maybe boys should not be girls and play in girl sports. I mean, it is a little bit unfair. And so we're beginning to see this swing back. But I really believe too much of this, right down to the proxy war in Ukraine, are all calculated by those trying to control the world. And they finally decided that Joe Biden is no longer in their best interest. And so I just see this running away from him over time. Whether he is replaced on the ticket remains to be seen, as I record this program way in advance because of our travels into Florida this week. I had to be recorded a few days ahead, so I don't know what may have transpired. Things may have already happened, but then again, I'm just giving you this gut feeling that I have deep down in my soul that you and I are being played. I mean, the mainstream media, like I said before, they have known about Biden's issues for a long time, and they have willingly and covered it up, hidden it from view from their audience. The average MSNBC viewer until the debate thought Joe Biden was as sharp as a tack and just a perfect guy and had everything under control, not realizing that he is compromised. And he's not just compromised physically and mentally, he's compromised morally and legally. They have got him in a place. By the way, I can understand. They can complain about these Supreme Court rulings all they want. But you do realize, and I think Biden realizes it, but you'll never hear it from the extreme left. These court rulings about presidential immunity, where it is absolute, where it is presumed, and where it doesn't exist, could open up a world of hurt for Joseph Robinette Biden before this is all over. And so They have plenty of things to hold over his head to get him to leave if that's what they choose to do. They don't need to wait till Jill Biden decides that she wants to stop being the de facto president along with Hunter. They don't really care what they think. I mean, they really don't. They will pull the plug whenever they're ready and even if they're ready. And if they decide they want conservatives to temporarily rule the world so they can have the rug pulled out from underneath them, you can take it to the bank that they will make that happen. Now, on Tuesday, good friend of mine, Frank Silvato, joined me on the program with a special segment. And to help me get through this week, he has a few more things to share on the same topic that I'm talking about. Not to believe what you're seeing. In other words, don't trust the globalists. So here's my friend, Frank Silvato.
No fear. No political correctness. No wokeism. You're listening to Underground USA.
Thanks for downloading, listening, and sharing. My name is Frank Silvato, and you're spending a few moments in Underground USA. In light of Joe Biden's bizarre rant about how secure the southern border is in the United States and how the Border Patrol supports his candidacy, a deeper look into how the Immigration and Customs Enforcement arm of the Border Patrol is handling detained criminal illegal immigrants is in order. Recently, according to an article in the New York Post, dozens of criminal illegal immigrants who were involved in the violent border insurgents and riot near El Paso, Texas, last March, have been granted release into the United States by Immigration and Customs Enforcement. This alarming turn of events raises questions about the agency's capability and, in fact, commitment to enforce the law and protect the nation's borders. It also raises eyebrows about the veracity of Joe Biden's insistence that the southern border is secure. When asked during the debate about his administration's performance on the southern border, Biden replied,
"Because we worked very hard to get a bipartisan agreement that not only changed all of that, made sure that we are in a situation where you had no circumstance where they could come across the border with the number of border police there are now. We significantly increased the number of asylum officers. Significantly, by the way, the Border Patrol endorsed my position. In addition to that, we found ourselves in a situation where when he was president, he was separating babies from their mothers, putting them in cages, making sure they were, the families were separated. That's not the right way to go. What I've done since I've changed the law, what's happened? I've changed it in a way that now you're in a situation where there are 40% fewer people coming across the border legally. It's better than when he left office. And I'm going to continue to move until we get the total ban on the total initiative relative to what we're going to do with more Border Patrol and more asylum officers."
As an aside, the official spokesperson for the National Border Patrol Union posted a short statement on Biden's claim of endorsement on X that stated, quote, "To be clear, we never have and never will endorse Biden," unquote. Simple enough. Putting that aside, the insurgents and riot incident outside El Paso, Texas, took place on March 21st and was captured on video. Over 200 criminal immigrants engaged in violent clashes with Texas National Guardsmen who were feverishly trying to safeguard the area. At least one criminal migrant was seen stomping on an officer's knee during the melee in an attempt to cripple him. Despite the severity of their actions, despite the criminal behavior of these insurgents, El Paso County Judge Ruben Morales, a Democrat, dismissed criminal charges against all involved in that incident. As a result, these individuals were released from state custody and handed over to ICE. But that's not the egregious part of this story. An ICE agent revealed to the New York Post that a significant number of these migrants have been permitted to remain in the country. The agency reportedly released 43 of these criminal insurgents fighting-aged men who actively participated in the riot. An ICE spokesman defended the decision, stating that the agency makes release choices on a case-by-case basis. However, a source from Homeland Security, who fears retribution from higher-ups in the Biden administration, cast credible doubt on the legitimacy of ICE's decision-making process. The source suggested that the agency's standards are arbitrary, citing its inability to deport criminal migrants promptly and the necessity to reserve detention centers for the most dangerous individuals. The source explained to the Post, "Sometimes we arrest a child molester, and he gets released because of housing space, or the charge isn't egregious enough to keep him or her in custody." While 43 migrants have been released, ICE has managed to keep 32 in custody pending court hearings, 105 in detention awaiting deportation, and another 43 have been successfully deported. These numbers, however, do little to alleviate concerns about the orders the agency has received from the Obama 2.0 apparatchiks of the Biden administration. These are the kinds of people who the Biden administration and far-left Democrats believe will contribute to our society? This is the quality of immigrant we want in our country? No, we're not under any obligation to open our doors to the trash of the world. We have a right to set expectations of conduct for those who seek to enjoy the freedoms our country has to offer. Establishing a reasonable set of criteria for immigration shouldn't be a cultural or literal death sentence. But that's what the far left is instituting. Under Obama 2.0 and Joe Biden, that's the sentence that's been handed down to the American people. The fact that criminals, and that's what the insurgent rioters are, criminals, and on several levels. The fact that these criminals, who engaged in violent border riots against law enforcement agents, are now roaming free within the United States, is a testimony to Joe Biden's intimate relationship with dishonesty and deception. After the debate, the sycophantic left on social media started to foam at the mouth about how the mainstream media, their loyal allies in deceiving the American people, wasn't adequately fact-checking Donald Trump's statements. Yet they completely ignored, in just this instance, two provably blatant lies about one of the subjects the electorate is most concerned about. If you're undecided, or a thinking Democrat, consider this. You may not like Donald Trump's demeanor. He may be a bit rough around the edges for you, but the man isn't peeing on your head and telling you it's raining. Joe Biden and the Obama 2.0 apparatchiks are gaslighting the American people, or trying to anyway, and doing it while the truth is playing out right in front of our faces. Now, honestly, who wears the spirit label of convicted felon better? My name is Frank Salvato, and you can read and listen to all my articles and podcasts at undergroundusa.com. Now back to Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
You're listening to Underground USA. I
want to thank Frank Salvato for sharing that segment with you and me today. As many of you know, we're doing a lot of traveling this week. My wife and I are in Florida, dealing with some very important family issues and some other things that have to be done. I've got more immunotherapy coming up later this month, so we're trying to get a lot done in a short amount of time, and I would not be able to produce this program, even the shortened version, without some help this week. And so I appreciate these people coming to aid me at this time. And I hope what you heard was beneficial to you. This weekend, I'll be preaching in Vero Beach at Freedom Church. If you're anywhere near Vero Beach, love to see you. Freedom Church in downtown Vero Beach on State Route 60, which is 20th Street in downtown Vero Beach. Once again, Freedom Church. And I want to thank all of you that have been supporting this radio program from the beginning. I know this week has been a little bit different and we're going through some changes, I understand, and it's not easy for some people to deal with change, not even for me at times. But I thank you for your patience. There is so much that God has on my plate right now. I love this radio program, but doing it for an hour a day, at least for now, is just something that I cannot deal with. Between health and family and travel and the church and building a radio station, it's just more than I can do. I know some people have been a little unhappy about the change, but we had no choice. But if you still believe in what we're trying to do and being on shortwave, would you consider supporting us financially? You can do it from our website, which is truth2ponder.com, or make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Post Office Box 510, the city is Chilhowee, C-H-I-L-H-O-W-I-E, Chilhowee, Virginia, 24319, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowee, Virginia, 24319. And we'll see you tomorrow.
This has been Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman. To find out more, visit our website, truth2ponder.com. That's truth2ponder.com. Truth to Ponder, shining the light of truth in a darkening world.